For a moment I thought of the magnificent men in the flying machine, but then I realized no. It might feel like he's a flying machine, but actually he's part of the going round the world slowly movement. You know the slow food movement and the slow time movement? Now you've got the round the world in 1,080 days slow movement. Change the world slowly, purposefully, step by step. Take a long time doing it so that you can change it deeply. Well, I'm back to AJ Lane, aren't I? I'm back to the magnificent misfit nomad, and something amazing has happened. A very strange coincidence, and I'm going to tell you about it in a second. But first, listen to this. On the border between recognition and understanding, sometimes this side, sometimes that, sways JK. In the autumn wind, like the dry stem of a meadow sweet, when he writes on the far side of the border of intelligibility, when he makes porridge, washes the clothes, or washes his face, presumably on the near side, close to the border, measurements, distances, and qualities alter. Things get mixed up. Soap doesn't lather. Water boils at room temperature. Ice doesn't melt. Ermine stays white in summer, and art seems so artistic that JK wants to write himself free of art. Write himself free of himself. Everything around him becomes more distant. Newspapers, children, books, everything becomes less his own. The distant is even clearer and sharper, while what is close by becomes hazy, books difficult to read, and what is closest of all dissolves completely. So you point your finger and probe the part of the room where your body or soul should be, and there's no trace of either. Presumably, poetry has reached its goal. Now that is written by a man called Jan, J-A-A-N, Kaplinsky. An amazing man. And I saw him read in Bath in, I think, 1996. And he's a poet. And the funny thing is that the reason I read him more than anything else is that this evening I found that he is going to be on the shores of the Atlantic, where AJ Lehan went, near the cliffs of Moher, where he was. That's where he was. The Estonian poet will be where AJ Lehan was. His translator is Hildi Hawkins. I know nothing at all about her, except that she studied maths at the University of Edinburgh and musicology at the University of Helsinki, and that she's the co-author of literary magazines, or was the co-author of literary magazines, in this little book, which I first bought in 1996. Okay, so what is this kind of poet, this Estonian poet, Jan Kaplinsky? This is what he's like, AJ, this is what he's like. Jan Kaplinsky says, cedar nuts and bark on the table in a Japanese cup, an ant walking along the windowsill, they fell in to the cyclamen pot that stood in the summer garden in the country, in the shade of the briar rose, and in that pot they now probably live, perhaps until spring. A pinch of ants going about their business on the nursery window, climbing up the curtains and the flower pots, where a couple of dark red flowers rise towards the light. And it's that last phrase, rise towards the light, that was the sealer when I came to choose where would I find a poem that would fit for AJ Lehan's, you know, living with intention. But what an amazing coincidence that this poet, who I so admire and saw read in the flesh, so to speak, in a university in the UK when I lived there, should be about to trod the same landscape that AJ Lehan and Melissa and Jesse M. White trod in West Clare in Ireland. Anyway, there we go.
a little bit more of a gift. All the best. Bye, AJ.